A close affair in the end, you know, with them coming with a sort of resilient game plan of kind of 4-5-1 and trying to break on the counter. So we had to try and operate in different ways to break them down and stay patient, which we did. And of course, got a fine goal from Sam Vokes. Looked a threat after that with some breakaway play, with some good quality play, particularly breaking down their right, our left. And then just got caught at the end with a set piece, which can happen. It's, you know, an unfortunate one. I've had a look at it again. It's not actually a corner, if you saw by our players' reaction. But that puts a good ball in and they nick something out of the game. And that's sometimes, you know, we've had to do it and other teams have to do it. They don't come here and just roll out the red carpet and go on, then you beat us. You know, they come here to work and try and get a result. So we had to make sure we're on top of our game and we were enough. But something went against us right at the end.
It was a terrific goal you scored, wasn't it? Great header and a great ball in by Joey Barton.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, good quality again. And you need that, them key moments, you know, in a game. And Vokes is, you know, he's playing some great stuff. Not just the goal, but his general performance today. You know, Andre was quiet and we know he comes in and out of games, but we know what a threat he is. Vokes' all-round game, I think, today was excellent.
He's got a bit under the radar, perhaps, hasn't he, Sam Vokes, this
season?
Well,
may it continue, because he's not under my radar, I'm sure.
But he's got 14 for the season. Not that necessarily can judge his contribution just by goals alone, but he's providing a terrific foil for Andre Gray as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just them two. I think Ben Mee was excellent again today. The defensive unit actually was strong again today, where they had to be more to counter-attack style play. And, you know, the midfield unit worked well. It was only some details, really, in the game today. A couple of loose passes and things we could have, you know, when we could have maintained the ball better and kept the ball better and been more progressive with it. But it's, you know, it's a long season. It's difficult to play really on top of your game all the time. But we've had an amazing run of results, and I think everyone would agree with that. And we're still looking strong. And for them to scramble something in the last, you know, few minutes, that sometimes happens in a game.
Yeah, it's 15 unbeaten still, and 4 points go at the top. So you've not lost the football match. The unbeaten run still goes on, and you're set up nicely for these final 8 games, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like I said, they're important 8 games. We all know that. And I asked for patience from the crowd. It was a strange one today. I think we could get more from our crowd today. And a few question marks over players. You know, the odd pass goes astray and a little bit of that angst sets in, which is a strange one, really, you know, with what we're doing here and where we are in the league. And I think that's important, you know, that our patience. I mentioned in the programme before the game, and I think there has to be that patience because it's support that we need, of course, because these are very important 8 games for many different reasons, home and away. And I think we need to bring that positivity into the stadium constantly. And, you know, the team do it for them, of course, and they have done for a long time now. Sometimes the crowd have to get involved on behalf of the team, you know, and I think we need that going forward because that's a real weapon.
It's a tasty-looking fixture you come back to after the international break, isn't it?
They all are now. It's a, you know, kind of people talk about this fixture, that fixture, oh, that one's a tough one, this is a tough one, that one looks easier, that one looks harder, all of that sort of stuff. They're all difficult. I make it clear every week. You know, we prepared right today. We gave everything we could to win a game. It didn't quite work for us, but it's, you know, a point on the board after 6 wins. Not exactly drastic. You know, so we believe in what we're doing. We continue to do that. We know we've got to earn the right, and that'll continue in a couple of weeks' time.
Just a final one from me. Are you going to have maybe Ashley Barnes, Lukas Djukovic back for the running, do you think, or not?
Well, Barnes is getting closer. We like what he's been doing, and he's happy with himself and how he's feeling. And Lloyd Dyer, of course, been very patient, waiting and for his chance. So, you know, when we go away, it's a chance to look at the squad going into them last 8 games and, you know, reshuffle it when we think's appropriate.